Next patient is Sylvia Proctor. The last name is Proctor. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old. White female that is following in the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The present laboratory workup that was done November the 28th of 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.2 milligrams per deciliter and the estimated GFR is 50 mL per liter. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment related to a hematuria or proteinuria. However, the patient has a positive reaction for leukocyte steroids, has a nitrate positive reaction, and bacteria, many bacteria. The culture is positive. For E. coli, the patient is asymptomatic. However, the patient states that the primary care physician may place her on antibiotic therapy. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism that is taking replacement therapy with levothyroxine 100 micrograms on a daily basis. T3-33, T4-11.4, and free T4 is 3.7 with a TSH that is 0.3. We are going to continue with the same dose. Following number, arterial hypertension. During the last two occasions that the patient has been in the office, that means in February of 2023, the diastolic was 89. Systolic 144, and today the systolic is 131 with a diastolic of 88. The patient claims that the blood sugar is under better control at home. For that reason, I am not going to change the medications. I'm going to fill out the blood pressure log, and we analyze during the next visit. For the time being, got the same treatment. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with H2 blockers. Following number, the patient is overweight. She was 202 pounds, and the BMI is 35.8. The diet was discussed. The recommendation was to look into the Weight Watchers application for the telephone, since she likes to deal with computers, and if she uses that application, that she will change the way she eats and most likely accomplish some weight loss. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. A paragraph we invested, 10 minutes review in the laboratory workup, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the recommendation.